Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. We've had fire, pestilence, Armageddon, disease, coordinated animal overthrow and insurrection. It's been a big night. A lot of talk about the coronavirus, not because of, oh my gosh, these people are dying, these people are this, these people are that, but rather the bigger picture, which is kind of sad that the bigger picture ignores people dying. But the bigger picture is the billions and billions and billions, not to go all Carl Sagan-y on you, of dollars that are being messed up because of it, because of the concerns. And it is hitting close to home. It hit close to home for me today when I was having a conversation texting with a friend of mine. And he loves the Home and Garden show. It's a different topic for a different time, but he loves the Home and Garden show. And I said, dude, it's that time of year. You going? Nope. Why not? Nope. I don't want to be around people. Okay. What I was going to say before the break, when you text, number one, God bless you for taking the time to text, whether, you know, it's yay me or boo me or I'm horrible or whatever. You took the time. And I've said this before, if you take the time to text, I'll read it. However, you know when you text, we can see your phone numbers, right? We know if the texts keep coming from the same phone. And if it's the same slagging, I'm not going to read all of them. I'll read this one. You sound like you're on a dry, drunk rave. Simmer down. Your BP is probably too high. All right, I don't have the slightest idea what a dry, drunk rave is. But according to my doctor, my blood pressure is, and I quote, ridiculously healthy. And he told me, your blood pressure is like ridiculously good and healthy. And I go, really? Why? He goes, I don't know. It's cool. But I don't know what a dry drunk rave is. I've been drunk before. It wasn't dry. Some concern about this new virus is that it can cause permanent lung damage. Too many unknowns are freaking people out. Yeah, I mean, that's human nature. And that's where I think the criticism of the administration is understandable. And it can be anybody in the administration. But unknown is most of the time far worse than what ends up on down the road being known, because we have an imagination that will run away with us. Fear of the unknown is far more terrifying for most people than fear of the known, and they're going to run further with the terror. Where's Jack? Jack in Dormont. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Eddie. Yeah, I've been doing a little traveling, but that dry drunk, I have no idea either. Does that mean you've been drinking dry martinis?
I'm not a dry martini. Even when I drank, I was... Drinking was to drink. Drinking was not to strike a pose when I drank. But I've never been on a dry drunk before. It sounds itchy.
Yeah. Anyways, my wife kicked me out of the house because I always wanted to go to Bradenton and watch the Pirates. I got a daughter down in St. Pete.
Right.
I was actually in 6 airports, you know, flew to Pittsburgh to St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Then I skipped over to Bradenton and stayed a night there. Then me and my daughter went to the Canadian ballpark in Dunedin, the Blue Jays.
Right.
Saw the Phillies because they got all the good Pirates now.
Hey, look, Andrew McCutchen. Hi, Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was still hurt, but Neil Walker was a DH, and J.A. made a great play in right field.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I rented my car in the Tampa airport, which we're literally late here in Pittsburgh compared to their airport, and then I returned my car there,
mm-hmm.
and then I flew out of St. Pete again and flew into Pittsburgh. Now, that's 6 airports.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to the St. Pete Airport to fly out, I bought a Tampa Times, and then I didn't open it until I got on the airplane. And in the total of 6 airports in the Canadian ballpark, you know, the Blue Jays, I saw a total of 1 mask. It was a woman in a wheelchair that had a surgical mask on.
Right.
And then I opened the Tampa paper. And on the front page, they showed 2 guys coming up an escalator saying, seen at the airport, fear of coronavirus. And I'm thinking, well, I was just in 6 airports. I stayed in 2 hotels, traveled all around Florida, had a blast, and I saw no mask except that one poor lady. And, you know, it seems like nobody's happy unless they're petrified or something. You know, or something's annoying them.
I think as a culture, we are, if we haven't already, we are quickly becoming addicted to angst.
Not me, Eddie.
Not you, man.
I had a great time down there. I'm glad to be home in the bosom of my family, and that's it.
Well,
I didn't see this area that's being pumped in the media. That's just...
Well, I talked about that. Well, Jack, here's the deal, though, brother. I talked about this last week. I did talk about this last week. Jack, welcome back. You and I have stood in several of the same lines, my friend. All the trips that I had every year, a trip to spring training, every year. So you and I have stood in many of the St. Pete Airport, the Tampa. Oh, yeah. I know all of it. Here's the deal with the media. All right? And I ain't saying it's good, and I ain't saying it's bad. But it is an indication of how perception has changed. The media is not the news. The news might be a part of the media, but overall the media is the media. The media's number one job, if they want to sneak in some news, cool. But the media's number one job, my number one job, is to keep you paying attention. That's it. That's number one. And number two and number three and number four are all real important and la, 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 la. But if I don't do number one correctly, if I don't keep you paying attention, if the media doesn't keep you watching those screens on those televisions in that airport, it's not doing its job. Its job is to keep you paying attention and keep selling advertising to make money and keep you paying attention. The news is not the same. Like I said, there can be news kind of sprinkled in, but when it comes to watching news outlets, quote unquote media outlets, okay, the main course is not news. The spices might be news, but the main course is content. And if it's content that people are freaking out about, it's content that they will watch through the commercial break. It's literally no more confusing than that. And no more philosophical than that. 866-391-1020 to call Kevin and Ellen and Chris after the break. It's KDK Radio. News Radio, it's AM 1020, KDKA. This text says, Godzilla and his gang of monsters will destroy us all. Save us, Ultraman! Chris, thank you for being patient. Chris in Pittsburgh, you're on KDKA. Hi.
Hi. You know, something you said about, well, within the last hour,
okay.
Something you remembered in school that you have viruses in you, but then something can make them mutate
right?
And, become harmful. You know, I just read an article earlier. I had gotten an email earlier today, and when you said that, it made that this email make sense. There's this theory that the installation of the 5G antennas, you know, with the telecom.
Right, yeah, the new upgraded, better systems.
Right, can change the virus and cause it, because Wuhan alone, this article says, they have 10,000 5G antennas installed since late last year, since approximately November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the city where it was hit. I mean, obviously, it's contagious from person to person.
Right.
But it's, it's kind of curious that they were the ones hit first.
And where can I ask you where the article came from?
Where the article came from?
Did you see it on social media?
No. It was a it's called Investigation Corona.
Okay. Do me a favor, Chris. Are you on social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not on social media, but I could forward this email to you if you wanted, as far as that goes.
Well, you can forward it to me here, or you can send it to me on my social media if you do any of that stuff. But yeah, send it to me.
I don't do any social media. I mean, if you could give me an address, I could send it to you.
KDKA radio.com.
KDKA
radio.com. Right.
Okay. Now, one thing they also mentioned, KDK, no, it says invalid address, KDKARadio.com. Is there anything else?
It says invalid address?
Oh, wait, maybe I think I have a comma at the end of that. Let me just see here.
You're freaking me out. I got to check this now. All right. Everybody else, go about your business. Me and Chris are going to go internet surfing for a second. KDKARadio.com.
Yeah, it says it's an invalid address.
It
says, do you want to send it anyway? I'll say yes to send it.
Send it to an invalid address. Somebody in China is going to read it. Yeah.
Well, it did send. It said that it appeared to be an invalid address, but it did send.
Okay.
So now it says cannot send mail. A copy has been placed in your outbox.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the Chinese messing with your phone.
Well, at any rate, this article mentions a film in general that talks about the dangers of the 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find where that is. It's called The 5G Trojan Horse. The name of the article that I'm reading now is called China's Massive Amount of Immunotoxic 5G Networking and the Wuhan Coronavirus, the Emperor's New Virus. It's a place called Free Press, speaking truth to power since 1970.
Well, right. You know what? The information you just gave me, I can look it up.
Yeah.
I'll find it with what you just told me.
Yeah. And the author is Paul Doyon, D-O-Y-O-N.
Okay.
But it makes some sense. I mean, I don't know if you know much about the 5G. I've read some about it. They have to install, they're tiny antennas. They have to install them every three houses or so to make it in a city. And they've installed it.
Wait a minute. How in the world is having an installation every three houses cost effective to provide a service that we already have? For a location.
Well, we don't have 5G.
Well, but we still have our phones work. We're not talking about our phones not working to working. We're talking about them working to working slightly better.
I understand that. And I think it's crazy, too, why people are just, you know, going in with this 5G. And, you know, it's like the telecommunication companies have got us over a barrel or something, or convinced us. There have been absolutely no studies to prove that this is safe for us. And apparently this is a heck of a lot more dangerous for humans than the 4G. I mean, the 4G is not good, but the 5G is just horrible. And this may very well, you know, be
caused the virus. All right, Chris, I am going to look up what you were just talking about. Paul Doyen. I got that written down. I'm going to look it up. But I cannot for the life of me understand the cost effectiveness of providing a service that's currently provided and saying, well, it's going to be a little bit better. And then the cost of having to put an antenna every three houses. That sounds massively counterintuitive, like cost effectiveness, especially to replace something that most people won't know the difference if it's replaced. Ellen in Pittsburgh. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Oh, I just I'm a little nervous on the radio talking. I've not called places, but
Ellen.
Yes.
You ain't on the radio. This is just you and me talking.
Okay.
All right.
I'll remember that.
Yes, ma'am.
But I want to say it's so refreshing to have you in Pittsburgh. Lived here all my life. Listen to the radio most of, you know, everybody that's been on these programs, these talk shows. Mm-hmm. You are the best. I just love you. So I want to get on, though, to my, why I called.
Okay. I don't care why you called now. You've won me over. It can be anything.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
You have an agenda. You work on your show. You have something planned. You don't just go out, get on and jump on the subject at hand. Or, you know, this is what happens during the day at our shows, unfortunately, on KDKA.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate the kind words. And at this point, you could say anything, and I'll just go, oh, my God, Ellen, you're so great.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Mm. I wanted to mention something. In 1917, we had a pandemic that a lot of people aren't familiar with.
That was the flu.
My grandmother died in that pandemic.
That was the flu that, like, right after World War I, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu was called.
Yep.
Spanish flu. And it killed millions. It was the whole world. It was not just the United States.
And part of it going all over the place was the war and soldiers. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And so, of course, there was no vaccine for this, as this one is kind of similar. So people were dying left and right. And my grandmother, my mother, told me this story of she was one of three girls that my grandmother had, and she said that one, she was 6 years old, and someone came to the door, and they said to her, she remembers her mother standing at the stove cooking something, and a man came to the door, and he took her mother away, and she never saw her again. And the problem was that she had the virus, and however they knew about it, I don't know, but they took her to a hospital to die. Mm. And of course she did die, and there were three little girls, and my grandmother was only 30 years old, and so it was quite terrible. And I lived with this all my life, and I've told people about it, and they go, what, huh? Don't know anything. A lot of people don't know about that.
Well, a lot of people don't know anything, and I'm not picking on people, but there are people that don't recognize that history existed before they were born, or before their parents were born, with the stories that they heard.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They don't know. And I have, you know, talked about it most of my life. I'm out early 80s now.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what? Huh? But I have an article that Post-Gazette or Press, Pittsburgh Press, maybe it was, put out about it, the whole history, and I have it. And, you know, I have copied it and shown, given it to people
mm-hmm.
because they go, they never even knew about it.
No, people don't know. That's what scares me. It's so strange that we live in a world where information is available instantly. It's never been more available than it is right now. And seemingly we know less.
Mm-hmm.
That's very strange. That's very strange to me. Ellen, I've got to let you go because I'm coming up on news. She said such nice things about me. I think it's clear. Yeah, she don't know me very well, do she? Those that do not know the past are doomed to repeat it. There is a massive difference between information and knowledge. We have at our fingertips all the information on the planet. Just Google search. Look it up. Go old school. Ask Jeeves. Whatever. But with all that information that we have, all the information, where's my phone? You see, I asked that. My phone knows where I am. All that information that I can pull up instantly on my phone. We are information rich and knowledge poor. And I hope we get better about that. I'm not feeling like we will. She was so nice. I really hope the next call is nasty just to balance it. KDK Radio. AM 1020 KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. Kevin in Katanning. Thank you for waiting on me, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hey.
Eddie. Okay. I'm the next caller. I don't think I'm going to be adversarial.
Well, you know what? You don't know that. I could be really snarky and nasty and kind of goad you into it. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I wanted to say everybody should stay calm. We have Mike Pence as the virus czar.
And that makes you feel better?
Oh, absolutely. He believes in Noah's Ark and the rapture, and so I think we'll be good on that.
All right, I'm going to ask this. How does Noah's Ark and the rapture relate to believability when it comes to a virus?
Well, I mean, that's his belief system there, so we should be good in the world of biotechnology with him at the helm of that. So anyway... but isn't the thing about this new bug that
mm-hmm.
the problem is that the infection rate is way higher than our common old run-of-the-mill flu and cold viruses, and the kill rate is higher, like instead of 0.5% or so with the flu.
Yeah, the term with medicine is not the same as the term with war. It's not referred to as a kill rate. It's referred to as a mortality rate.
The mortality rate.
There you go.
I think that's what I know about it from reading, but
okay.
I mean, that's the big concern.
So are you worried? Are you changing how you live your life because of this stuff?
Not too much, no. Just occasional trip to the Wally World there for whatever needed supplies. But
well, wait a minute. Wait. So you're going to the store to stock up on supplies because of this, or you've already done that?
Well, no, just the typical whatever weekly provision.
So it's your normal trip to the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it anyway. But the other lady, Chris, that called was talking about the 5G.
Yeah.
And you were amazed at what she was telling you about the kind of hardware, the amount of hardware necessary to run this new contraption.
Right.
Well, I guess it is like an outrageous amount of stuff they'll be mounting everywhere to run this.
Where did you see that information?
Well, I've just been like reading about it for a couple years now. All the people that's concerned about, just like she said, it just.
Have you read information? Have you read information about it from the news, or have you read information coming from groups that are specifically saying it's bad?
Well, probably none from the mainstream whatever, you know, the big ones that's on the screens at the airport, like you say.
No doubt.
Nothing from there. Just, I mean, whatever. Hundreds of researchers on alternative news sites saying about...
there's hundreds of researchers. Stuff. There's hundreds of researchers that say they've got photos with a Yeti. But
well, I'd like to see that.
There you go. I would too.
Well, our great fearless leader, he signed something that does not allow, like, say, your little town up in the country here in PA or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to oppose it. You can't be refused next with 5G. He signed this on behalf of the telecoms that you can't say in some little burg in the central PA, like, nah. We don't have any great desire to hook our refrigerator or our furnace up to your smart network here of 5G. We don't want it. So he signed something that you can't refuse it. So that makes it interesting.
Where did you see that?
Oh, that was back in last fall.
That he signed a law that says you can't refuse 5G.
Well, is it a law or something within just the mechanism of the communication? Or
if it says you got to take something, if there's something that says you got to take this, it's a law.
Well, then it would be a law, I guess. But you can, as I say, check it out. But
okay.
It's a mess of stuff and a mess of hardware. They'll be bolting along the interstates everywhere. So,
Kevin, here's my trip on that. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to look that stuff up. Here's my trip on that. They already know where you are. They don't need 5G. I mean, that's real neat and that's cool and ooh, it's the new thing. And God help Americans, if it's a 5 but a 6 is available, we need the 6, whether it's a phone or a G or anything else. But as far as freaking out because, you know, they're becoming more obtrusive, they're not. They're already obtrusive. Want an example? Okay. There was a guy riding his bike. He got a letter. He got an email, rather, from Google. Google's legal investigations support team wrote Zachary McCoy and said, hey, heads up, local police wanted information regarding your Google account. Company said it's going to have to release the data unless he goes to court and try and block it. He's got 7 days. So out of the blue, you get a message from Google, and Google says, hey, your local cops wanted information on your account. You can stop that, but you got to hire a lawyer and get to court within 7 days. Otherwise, we're going to give it to him. All right? He became a prime suspect in a burglary. You know why? Because he was out riding his bike. And on his bike, he's got an app that shows how far you ride your bike. Turns out, the circuit he was riding in Florida, he happened to ride his bike by a house that got robbed. He literally didn't know what it was about, and he's a suspect. It's called a geofence warrant. It's a police surveillance tool. It basically, anywhere a crime committed, the geofence warrant wraps up and grabs all of the data that was in that area at that time, whether you had squat to do with it or not. Android phone, it was linked to his Google account. He had a lot of Google products, Gmail, YouTube, and the police said, yeah, we'll take that. And that was a guy riding his bike in a circle. So that information's already being mined. The notion of this new system's going to be intrusive. Yeah, it is, but no more so than the systems we've accepted and clicked agreed to. Bernard in Duquesne. Hi, Bernard.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, first time caller. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, there's two videos I want you to see. It's called The Four Corners of Coronavirus, and it's made out of China. And it's the people in China. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's about an hour and a half video.
Okay.
And there's another. Yeah, I mean, it's actually from when it started, when the coronavirus started, all the way up to like the end of February and whatever.
and it actually says real-time things are going on over there.
Okay, where did you see the video? Who produced it?
On YouTube.
Okay, who produced it?
It was a correspondent from another country. He was doing it, and they was showing the video.
A correspondent? A correspondent from a news outlet?
A news outlet from
okay.
another country. It wasn't USA. It was another country.
Okay. I will look it up.
Neutral, yeah.
I will look it up on social media and check it out. You said there were two movies. What's the other one?
And the other one is it's called China in Focus. It says Survival of Coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other one on YouTube.
All right. I will look them.
Okay. One more thing.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add to that the G4, G5, cell tires and whatever.
Right.
I would wish that they would come up with a generic application instead of opting in Google for your applications, because they do track everything that you do and your timeline on online.
Yes.
GPS, everything, that they would have a secondary application that you can fall back on. So basically what I'm saying, like Windows PC or Linux, where they could have maybe Google and maybe some default application as a generic.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see something like that happen.
Well, but here's the trip. I would too. But why would somebody provide a service that has less marketability? And what I mean by that is, if I give you a service and it's just you, you might pay for the service. Chances are you might not even pay for the service anymore because the apps are free. I can do that, or I can just put on an app and you're going to agree to it and you're going to click on terms and conditions, and I'm going to make money, not because I sold you the app, because it was a free app. I'm going to make money because I'm going to sell advertising within the app, and I'm going to make money because all your personal information that you agreed to share when you chose to use the free app is now in the hands of the company you just signed up with. To say we'd like to have an option where that's not available, you're right. But as a society, we've demonstrated we don't care if we're being spied on as long as we have the cool new phone with the extra camera. KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it's KDKA Radio. Running out of time. Get through it as quick as I can. Bishop in Denora. Bishop, I appreciate you waiting on me, sir. You're on KDKA. Hi.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry it took so long. We was getting all wound up talking about diseases and phones.
Well, that's all right.
Mm.
You know, my question is, I like to see the schools taking more. By the way, I was just in Walmart, and they got all their sprays all up front.
All your disinfectants and all of your cleaners and all of your Lysols and all that.
You know, they got it all up front.
Yeah.
People buying them. But here's the thing I like to see. I like to see schools take a more proactive as far as cleaning the schools, sanitizing them down. I'm concerned about, you know, there's even, obviously this virus is airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot of people traveling the buses, and there's a lot of people from international. Some just got over here, and they're taking Greyhound. It got Amtrak. So you got, I wonder about them. But here's the thing that I like to make dialogue with you.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up, we only had to take, what was it, a rubella? I think it was measles and tuberculosis. I think it was one more, I believe.
Okay.
Polio. But a doctor told me years ago when my son was born, he's now 18, and I asked him, why do kids have to be with all these shots, 17 shots within 3 years, and sometimes when they take you on the first visit, you get like three in one day, and it's like a cycle every 6 months or whatever, the same thing repeats.
Right.
He told me, and this was in New York now, he told me that because a lot of people coming from other countries to this country bringing stuff that our kids are not familiar with, their systems. So that's why they give the kids now 17. Now, this obviously is another strain. I don't know how you feel about it, that maybe it's a foreign type of a strain that our bodies or people's bodies are not accustomed to. to be able to handle. Well, how do you feel about that?
I'll tell you, Bishop, it sounds a whole lot like when the white people showed up and the Native Americans started getting sick from crap that they had never been exposed to before. That's what it sounds like. Okay, but here's the reality of it. The world we live in is an international world. The economy that is part of our economy is a world economy. There is no way to keep stuff from getting somewhere else if the world economy functions as it does and as if the world functions as it does. I just told you this story earlier. A healthcare professional that works at LAX just tested positive. What that means is not only does the healthcare professional that tested positive have the virus, anybody that the healthcare helped deal with while working at LAX now needs to be screened for the virus. That's what's up. And the notion of, well, we've got a lid on it. No, you don't got a lid on it. Jim in the Smoky Mountains. Hi, Jim.
Good evening there. Thanks for taking my call, Eddie.
Yes, sir. What's up with yourself?
Well, you know, here in Smoky Blue Ridge Mountains, they had a lot of old family cemeteries, and you're talking about knowledge and wisdom, you know. And
yeah.
People like to have their hand dug around here. Most time to get to these cemeteries, you got to hand dig them anyway.
And it's on the side of a hill, usually up above the house overlooking, right?
That's right.
I know.
And you have these graves from 1917, 1918.
Sure.
19 up to 1920 or so, you know, 23 were families, almost whole families that were wiped out from that Spanish flu.
From the Spanish flu, and a whole lot of people died, a whole lot of young back then. And you don't realize that until you go visit an old cemetery, exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. But, you know, this deal about the coronavirus, everybody going on like, oh, you know, we found out about it in December and January, but, you know, back during November and December when all these products were still being made and being shipped from over in China and through other routes and venues to Amazon to get to people's houses, was not all this stuff sneezed and hacked and coughed on through Christmas and through New Year's Eve and everything that was stocked up on the Walmart shelves, or do they go through radiation or whatnot? Or people think that this stuff just comes over from the airplanes, you know? I mean, you know, there's products that were on the shelf for a month or two that were probably exposed from China that came here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this virus is not racist or is not a... genitalia has no difference, but the biggest thing I see is how it struck up through the world leaders like it has, and people, you know, that are up in the place to make rules and laws and judgments for this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I doing myself? You know, I guess I'm just in grace of faith and know that God has this under his wings of control. And I guess that's the benefits of being a believer, for sure. You know, they're saying 12% of the people require hospitalization over this. And, you know, it's showing to be a 3 to 4% death rate.
Right.
Of course, most of those are the elderly people from what I'm hearing. But I've got a friend who's already content on blaming it on my president. And I don't see how Mr. Trump there had anything to do with this other than... than him trying to let people take control of it as he sees fit. It's better off than him to deal with what he can and him to be the leader.
Do you now? Let me ask you this: do you believe Mike Pence is qualified to take over to deal with this?
Well, you know, I'm not at liberty to make a judgment like that. And I'm glad I'm not a leader to have to make these choices. But I believe he has had some kind of experience, from my understanding, in his state with the stuff.
Yeah, he let people die. HIV, he let people die.
I guess it's no easy thing for any. More of my friend's comment was that, you know, Trump and CDC.
Mm.
But But, you know, here's one thing that we can look at as Americans. This is the United States. Mm-hmm. After World War II, we opened up our factories, and we was able to do what we had to do. This is the United States, and we can do it again during and after, hopefully, this thing passes through. If other country and other countries, I guess about the only thing we really need from anything in this world,
right,
would be medicinal plants from South America to make our medicines. But other than that, this is a self-sustaining nation.
Wait a minute, Jim. I'm almost out of time, so I'm going to hang up on you. You call me anytime. I'd love to hear from you. But the last thing you just said, you can't, in the same sentence, say we need something from South America, but we're a self-sustaining nation. It's A or B. We're not a self-sustaining nation. We haven't been a self-sustaining nation for a long time. That's why the coronavirus economically is such a massive deal. And to say, well, we'll just start making our own stuff. Okay. You're going to get people to buy far more expensive American-made stuff, because it's going to be far more expensive to make it while paying an American to do it than it is to buy it after somebody in China made it. That's what's up. Here's a real good example. If you want to look up the specific breakdowns, you can. A guitar, materials-wise, cost what it cost. It cost this much for the wood. It cost this much for the fret wire. It cost this much for the pickup. All right. All the same materials are used. If that guitar is built in China, it's going to cost half as much as it's going to cost if it was built in Korea. It's going to cost half as much in Korea as if it was built in Japan. It's going to cost half as much in Japan as if it was built in North America. And while that's real groovy, most people aren't going to keep doubling the cost of what they want every time for its country of origin. I'd say I'll be back. I hope I will. I haven't looked at a schedule. I'll let you know. Follow me on social media, and I'll tell you when I'm back, unless I'm not, and then I'll tell you I was fired. But either way, follow me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.